As the budget process moves forward in Harrisburg, Governor Josh Shapiro is talking up his budget proposal support for first responders. Chris Potter has more for WHYY.
Pennsylvania is supposed to have a budget in place by the end of June. Shapiro's efforts to build support for his plan brought him to a Mount Lebanon fire hall, where he proposed an additional $30 million to help departments buy equipment. He also wants to provide regular cancer screenings to firefighters who face elevated risks from smoke, chemicals from burning household items, and even their own uniforms.
Firefighters go out there knowing the risk of the chemicals they're breathing in, knowing the risk sometimes of the uniforms that they wear, and wondering whether or not it's impacting their health in the long run. You shouldn't have to wonder. You shouldn't have to worry.
Shapiro himself was recently targeted by an arsonist at the governor's mansion. He said it was a powerful reminder of the work that first responders do, and that he got a call from President Trump Saturday about the incident. He said they also discussed the need to protect U.S. steel jobs in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh, I'm Chris Potter.
Trump administration cuts are hitting small farmers across the region. One project on the chopping block is a plan to jumpstart flax production in Pennsylvania. Heidi Barr is founder of the PA Flax Project, a cooperative of farmers and textile producers who are counting on a USDA grant of over $1.5 million.
You can't get any information. You can't plan for your business because they're like, we don't know. And it's horrible. It's like the way they reply to you is to say, we have no information we can share.
Flax is the source of the natural fiber linen, an alternative to fossil fuel-based synthetics. Flax is easy to grow and climate-friendly. It doesn't need fertilizer, irrigation, or chemical pesticides, and it restores soil health. In sports, Mets got by the Phillies 5-4 in Queens last night. Series continues at 7:10 this evening. Christopher Sanchez on the hill for the Phils.